Hello there. My name is Joey Lovato. I'm 20 years old and I'm a sophomore at the Colorado School of Mines where I study computer science. I love to play the piano, write music, do math, and go on hikes. I have two younger brothers and a dog who all still live at home. Oh yeah, there's one more thing. I'm gay. Did that change your perception of me? The way I look? The way I dress? This is the story of how I unraveled the story of my coming out. Every gay kid has their own story, their own perspective, and their own identity. This is mine. You'll find out very soon that this story is about a lot more than just me. Coming out is a nebula of emotion that expands outside of a single soul, and that reaches far beyond the stereotypes known to most about being gay. In fact, being gay in today's society is one of the most scary and riveting experiences one could ask for. So, let me share a moment with you. Ever since I came out over 4 years ago, I have been unraveling. Unraveling my own identity, forever becoming a different person. I knew I was gay long before I came out, but for so many years, it was only in my head. There is something sacred about spoken word which brings clarity to one's thoughts, primarily because it makes something intangible nearly tangible. When I told my mom, I could taste it, smell it, feel it more than I ever had before. This all because I knew she was hearing it. My mom has been listening to me since the first day I could talk. But not just listening, understanding, sympathizing, empathizing. In fact, for most of my entire life, both of my parents have been my therapists. My mom has three kids, myself and my two younger brothers. Her life is filled with a passion for raising us, along with our dad. Now that I am in college, it is easier to reflect on the emotions of being a parent, the ups and downs of bringing lives from womb to adulthood. So, what was my coming out to her? Was it as emotionally intense for her as it was for me? Of course I know the answer to this, but I'll let her tell you.
Just since you were little, I could always tell when something was bothering you by what you described. A different energy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was never always sure, and then especially as you got in high school, do I pursue it? Do I push? Do I leave it be? Do I just make it known that I am here?
Right.
For anything you need to talk about, you know? I think that particular subject was something I felt was probably coming.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, like, I didn't want to put any ideas in your head, like, and feel like I had to tell you how to feel or when to decide to tell me.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of felt it was going to happen when it was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
So I remember that heavy feeling as we were driving. And as we got closer, I knew you needed to say it right then.
Yeah.
I think you said, I have something to tell you.
We were on our way to my high school percussion rehearsal. My mom was, and still is, quite a taxi driver. Her minivan speeding around the North Denver metro area, dropping and picking up kids at all flavors of school events and activities. This was just a routine trip to my high school in the early evening. But it wasn't really routine. I had something to tell her. And she knew.
I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and then it was going to happen then, no matter what, for some weird reason.
Yeah, why did you think it had to happen that day?
I don't know. I have
But
no
in
clue.
The car is in kind of an intimate space, and it's always said that
yeah.
We're sitting side by side. We're not having to sit, like, look right at each other.
Yeah,
or there's
exactly.
Something about that safety of that.
Mm-hmm.
So there we were, in the side parking lot of my high school, embracing in the warmth of a mother and son bond. But what intrigues me now, as I look back, is that while I was unraveling from the intense emotion of coming out to the first person in my life, my mom was unraveling with relief. Relief from fear of a son in pain. The fear of a son in fear of his own identity. All with a few simple words, of which I can barely remember the exact phrasing.
Yeah, and I just remember you saying, yeah, I don't think I like girls,
oh,
is what I remember
well,
you saying.
Interesting. Okay.
What I can't explain is why the majority of my closest friends didn't know I was gay, officially anyways, until 3 or 4 years later. Well, maybe I can explain. My mom is my best friend, and at the time, she was the only one who I trusted with my secret. Nowadays, I tell my friends, my family, and specifically my mom, to tell everyone they know that I'm gay. Mainly to avoid awkward conversations, of which I've endured quite a few. But in those years when my sexuality was something which I kept in the shadow of my more outward identities, you know, musician, scholar, brother, son, etc., I didn't want everyone to know, mainly because I was confused and scared. What would people think? What would they say?
And you know what I have to tell you? This is just very personal. I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Except Dad. Which to me felt like I felt proud of myself for just honoring our story.
Yeah.
That I didn't quit call any of my friends. Oh my God, guess what Joey just told me.
Right.
I felt the sacredness of what had just happened. And I knew it wasn't something we needed to share yet.
And this I truly appreciate. My mom knew that I had just shared a moment with her, and that it was something to cherish forever. She cares.
It was like, do I need to talk to somebody? Like, and I, in the beginning, I was kind of like, oh my gosh, should I call the pediatrician? Should I?
And
I
was interesting.
I was like, what should I do? And Dad kind of said, you don't have to do anything right now.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. And that was relieving too. It's like, as your mom, I just wanted to set you up for
success.
Yeah. Of no, like, get you reading material or this or that, you know, because just the things you hear in the media.
So there it is. My coming out. Such a small blimp in my life, becoming ever smaller in relation to my entire time on this planet. But it'll never lose its significance. Yeah, sure, I'm gay, but what matters more is that there are people to support me. Coming out to my mom was the first step in realizing that everyone in my life do indeed support me. It was only a matter of showing them my true identity. Coming out is about more than just being gay. It is about coming to accept your own identity. It is about connecting with and trusting those around you. It is about trusting yourself. It is about love. It is about finding your place in this world. In fact, the phrase coming out only represents half of what we are actually doing. Sure, we are coming out as gay to the world, but we are also letting the world in on our story, our authentic self, our identity. There is something deeper to my coming out story that I now understand. You would have to search through many parallel universes before you found one where my mom and I did not embrace that day in the car before percussion rehearsal. By the fate of the universe, I was meant to come out to her that day, and she was meant to be there, offering the support which she was ready to give, and always will. So thank you, Mom. Thank you for sharing a moment with me. Love you. And to you, whoever is listening, my moment is now your moment. Whoever you are, wherever you are in life, take this opportunity to celebrate your authentic self. Let your identity shine and let the world in on who you are.